This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Congressman Gabe Evans says he thinks Republicans can protect the health care of vulnerable Coloradans as they prepare the federal budget. CPR health reporter John Daly.
About a third of his district is enrolled in Medicaid. That's more than 200,000 people. The program covers low-income people like children, those with disabilities, and seniors. Evans tells CPR he thinks fraud, waste, and abuse is common, and savings can be found by cutting it out.
We're going to be able to meet that reconciliation number without impacting benefits to lawful beneficiaries of the program, as long as states like Colorado actually work hand in hand with us.
Others say Medicaid already has strong safeguards to detect and prevent fraud. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Polis declared Wednesday Colorado-Mexico Friendship Day. The move is meant to strengthen the state's economic relationship with Mexico in response to tariffs imposed by the White House. Polis hosted Denver's Mexican Consulate General for an event at the state capitol. The Mexico Day follows Colorado-Canada Friendship Day. Mexico and Canada are Colorado's two biggest trading partners. Palmer Lake, north of Colorado Springs, is considering whether to approve a new Buc-ee's Travel Center off of I-25. The Texas-based chain is known for its rows of gas pumps, clean bathrooms, and Buc-ee the Beaver, the company's mascot. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin says water use is one big reason why the proposal is controversial with nearby residents.
They're also worried about traffic. This is a relatively quiet area without a ton of people. And a 24/7 gas station and convenience store with intense flood lighting all night. Some people say that is the antithesis of the region.
Palmer Lake Town Council is considering a revised proposal next month. Several town trustees are facing recalls over the issue. This is CPR News and KRCC.